From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is using his trip through Southeast Asia to promote the benefits of the proposed 12-country Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement that would encompass about 40% of global trade. And Kerry discussed the TPP Tuesday in Singapore. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports.
At a Singapore university, Secretary of State John Kerry said trade representatives made good progress last week in Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations in Hawaii.
As with any complex negotiation, there remain details to be hashed out.
He said a finalized TPP deal could raise standards in other areas.
Under this pact, every participant we'll have to comply with core international labor and environmental standards. We'll have to refrain from using underage workers, unsafe workplaces.
But analyst Greg Pauling of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the impact of those additional benefits could be limited.
A trade deal's ability to influence human rights is around the edges. It's not a human rights agreement.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants. Mr. Obama's call to cut carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030 is opposed by major U.S. industry groups as too costly and illegal. Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue. The two leaders said they discussed other global crises in Syria, Yemen, Libya, and South Sudan. This is VOA News. Forces backing Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi recaptured an important military base from Houthi rebels on Tuesday as they continue a push to reverse the Houthi campaign that forced Mr. Hadi to flee the country in March. After several days of fighting, the pro-government forces, backed by airstrikes from a Saudi-led coalition, seized the Al Anad air base located about 60 kilometers from the port city of Aden. Pro-government sources said the fighting left 70 Houthi rebels dead, dozens captured, with at least 24 loyalist troops killed. The Houthis still control large areas of Yemen, including the capital, Sana'a, which they seized nearly a year ago. The European Union and the U.S. on Tuesday urged Turkey to show restraint in its intensive air bombardment against Turkish rebels, even as the insurgents killed two more Turkish soldiers and a guard. Both the EU and the U.S. said Ankara had a right to defend itself against attacks staged by the Kurdistan Workers' Party in southeastern Turkey and northern Iraq. The U.S. State Department called on the PKK to renounce violence and re-engage in talks with Turkey, but also said Ankara should respond proportionately in its air campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama is planning a major speech Wednesday to argue for congressional and public support for the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. The president also is meeting with American Jewish leaders later Tuesday to promote the accord. Israel and many Jewish leaders in the United States have criticized the nuclear accord. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Mr. Obama will discuss the key issues that explain why the accord deserves widespread support and why Congress should back the international effort. Many lawmakers say they need to be convinced that Iran's compliance can be verified and any violations detected. Gorker said the task is far greater than simply keeping tabs on Iran's known nuclear facilities. More than 9,000 firefighters are battling to contain 21 wildfires in California that have forced thousands to flee their homes and burned large swaths of land. The largest fire, the Rocky Fire, grew to 263 square kilometers early Tuesday after bursting through containment lines and jumping a highway. The unpredictable blaze broke out 7 days ago and has burned down 50 structures, including 24 homes, and forced 13,000 people to flee their homes. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.